Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Normally at this time during the week, we have Jordan Mailata. Short week for Jordan, so we got a great replacement. That is Sheil Kapadia, who we will not talk to on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving. Sheil's appearance, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Congratulations, Sheil, with the Eagles' loss. You are now off the hook, and you can pick whoever you want moving forward.
I mean, I felt a freedom earlier this week, and I was wondering what it was. And then I remembered, we have this radio hit, and now I am free to actually express my opinion on who is going to win each Eagles game the rest of the way. This is exciting for me.
You're now 2-10 on the year,
Sheil. Come on. Okay.
Well, I have to be honest, Sheil. You squirming every time you made the prediction, trying to get your real prediction in what you were saying, and then eventually saying that Eagles are going to lose 24-23 was one of my favorite things of the week, and I'm going to miss that.
It was good. I think it'll come back at some point when I pick like three games wrong in a row or something. I'm sure yes. You'll force me into doing it again. So it's not gone forever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sheil. Just something I felt at the beginning of yesterday's show and that I wanted to ask you about. I was just like, that game on Sunday, they lost. Everybody's mad that they lost. I get it. I understand. Looked almost exactly the same as every other football game we've seen the Eagles play this year, except they lost by 3 points instead of winning by 3 points. How much of the 2025 Eagles did you see in that game on Sunday?
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. I mean, they've played so many one-score games. They only have one win that was by more than a touchdown all season long. So I saw a lot of the 2025 Eagles. You know, you're right. It wasn't a different performance specifically offensively than what we've seen for most of the year, where they can't really run the ball. There are some possessions offensively where you say, ooh, I think they might have figured something out. This looks good, but it doesn't last the whole game. It lasts for a quarter. It lasts for a half. It doesn't last for a complete game. I think all those things kind of combined. Now, the fact that you had a 21-0 lead and blew it, that's obviously the major difference. But yeah, in its entirety, the identity, the personality wasn't all that different.
So starting the show today, I sort of said, given that we sort of know what the offensive line is going to be the rest of the year, sort of we may guess that may or may not Saquon might not be the exact same guy as last year. And we sort of know what Jalen is as a passer. I just think they should run Jalen more. I think it'll sort of create some leverage on offense, and maybe it sort of takes some of the pressure and sameness away and opens things up, though it does expose him to injury more, of course, if he's running the ball more. What do you think of that as a potential, not solution, but a way of maybe opening things up a little bit?
It's kind of a two-pronged question because I'm with you where if you said, what's the easiest fix given all the things we know with this offense? Like, is there one thing they could just do that would make it look better? That is the thing, you know, because you add all these things up and you say, what's different than the previous years with Jalen Hurts? And I think the big thing is the offensive line right now, the way they're playing, the way they played in this game is probably as poorly as they've played specifically with the run blocking as any time since Jalen Hurts has been the quarterback. So like you said, that's probably not going to change. So yeah, Jalen Hurts looks great as a runner. I mean, they do it three or four times the last couple weeks, and his balance on those inside runs specifically looks really good. But then you zoom out, and I think it's a Jeffrey Lurie question. It's a Howie Roseman question. It's a Jalen Hurts question, which is, we want to win the Super Bowl. We want to get to the Super Bowl. So right now, we are in great position to be a top two or three seed in the NFC. And can we live with some struggles offensively right now if it means once we get to the playoffs, we give ourselves a better chance of Jalen Hurts being healthy and then running the football with Jalen Hurts in the divisional round and the NFC championship game? So it actually, I think, is it's a great question. And I think it's a really hard question to answer organizationally right now.
Yeah, I push back against this so strongly. Love Spike. And listen, I understand the idea of wanting to create something else for the offense to help move the ball. I'm just not, the risk isn't worth the reward for me in the regular season. If it's the postseason, I get it. You do everything you can to win a football game. But we got a $20 million running back there. And we got an offensive line that's supposed to be one of the best in the game. Let's figure out how to get him the ball and get positive yards there. I'd rather my running back take the punishment than my quarterback take that punishment.
Yeah, I just think they're sort of out of answers there. It feels like to me, you know, they've tried a lot of things with the running game. I mean, we're through week 12.
One more thing to try, Ashir. One more thing to try.
One more.
Willie Lampkin?
Yeah, I mean,
nope, we got to get Tank Bigsby the ball more.
Oh, okay. Mix him in a little bit. Yeah,
give him about that. 10 carries a game.
Okay, yeah, rotate a little bit. I mean, they did try things last week, you know, different run schemes, and it's just the blocking right now with, and I don't know everyone's health status on the offensive line, it just looks totally different from last year. You know, if you're saying what's so different than last year is just Saquon Barkley is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. They're not enforcing their will at the line of scrimmage. To me, it's really been the foundation of all the issues we've had with this Eagles team all season long. That's been the thing where they can't figure that out, and that's supposed to be what makes everything else so easy.
So everyone's mad at Kevin Petullo. This is replace Kevin Petullo week from generally everybody. the reality of just how much that helps. We saw Dan Campbell take over play calling in Detroit. I don't know that they had a great game right away. I don't know that we've seen many big changes there. And not many of us have very much confidence in Nick Sirianni as the play caller. So if you're not in the building, do you think that's a reality, the idea of replacing Petullo as the play caller, either with Nick Sirianni or somebody else?
I think it's possible. You know, I don't know that it's going to fix everything to your point there. But, you know, if they come out on Friday against a Bears defense that is horrible, you know, like they get turnovers and that's about all they do, which is a great thing to do, but just down to down, pretty much every offense in the NFL has moved the football against this Bears defense. So if you come out national TV, Island game, Black Friday, and you're scoring 13 points and you're not moving the football, it wouldn't shock me if they said, hey, it's not, we're not putting it all on, you know how the spin is.
Yeah.
We're not putting it on Kevin. It's all of us. But you know what? We needed a spark and we just thought a different voice and we got to change things up. Now, would that be Nick Sirianni? I mean, Sirianni's been there the whole time. He hasn't called the play since 2021. I don't know who else on staff would do it.
I was going to say, yeah, who else could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. The quarterback's, I don't know. I guess it would be Sirianni. So I don't think it's like the most likely scenario, but yeah, I don't think it's crazy. If you told me they come out on Friday and the offense doesn't play well, I almost feel like that, you know, what's Howie saying? What's Jeffrey Lurie saying? You know, again, these are organizational decisions. Do they feel the heat and say, man, we just need a spark and we need to try something because we've tried 13 weeks and this is going nowhere with this offense.
Now, when you rewatched the game, were you able to locate Jalen Phillips at any point? Did he play in the game on Sunday? Because we had two just monster performances from the defensive line, and it It went away. Yeah, it wasn't like horrible or anything on Sunday, but it certainly wasn't what we had seen the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't as impactful. He did, as I felt the same way watching the game live. When I rewatched it, you know, there were some times where I did notice him with some victories, but the Cowboys did a great job, and this is a good kind of segue to what the Bears like to do anyway with their play action, with the way they, I mean, that really does help the offensive line when you create that little uncertainty when the quarterback's under center and you're doing a blocking scheme where like the guard's pulling and now all of a sudden everyone's saying, wait, is it a run? And it just causes a little bit of uncertainty. I mean, the Cowboys did a tremendous job of that. They used motion. They used all these different tactics that you can do to help out your offensive line. It really was a smart game plan by Dallas. And I think those things slowed down the pass rush. And I think those are things that you can see Ben Johnson and the Bears do this week as well. And we're seeing that if the Eagles pass rush doesn't win consistently, especially now with the injuries,
yeah,
it's just going to be tough. You don't have the bodies on the back end in the secondary to hold up against these good offenses.
So are the Bears frauds? Or are they any good? Like, you look and they've given up more points than they've scored. I always think about that 2022 Vikings team when that happens that lost in the first round to that very average Giants team. Are they any good? Like, what are we looking at on Friday?
Yeah, well, there is a fraud factor for sure. If you look at it, the last 10 years, at this point in the season, there have been 70 teams that have had at least 8 wins, and the Bears are only one of 2 teams that have a negative point differential. They've been outscored by 3 points on the season, yet they are 8-3, which is very uncommon. Now, for them, they're kind of a fun fraud team because their offense is pretty good. You know, they can create explosive plays. They can run the ball. Defensively, they don't have a great pass rush. They've had injuries in the secondary. They played last year without 3 linebackers. So again, this is where, you know, we've talked about the offense all season long, really for 2 years. This is the game to me this year where, again, I'm going to be full 1 out of 10, 10 on the panic scale if the Eagles come out and cannot move the football against this defense. That would be very, very troubling for their Super Bowl prospects.
Well, we've all been waiting for it, Shiel. No one more than you. Make an honest pick and not taking one for the team and picking against the Eagles just because we need you to. Actually, I get to make a real pick this week. I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
What is your real pick, Eagles-Bears Friday 3 o'clock blackout game? I don't know if you heard that.
I almost want to do 24-23 just for tradition. Nah. You know, I don't like changing my life. So I'm tempted to do that, but I'm not going to do that. You know, I think both teams are going to be able to move the football here. I do think the Bears are going to be able to scheme up some explosive plays with the injuries the Eagles have there in the secondary. I think it's going to go back and forth. I think it's going to get tense. I am going to pick the Eagles to get right. Offensively, will it into existence finally as we enter December? And I'm going to go Eagles 27. The run game gets going a little bit. Bears 23. So I can't change too much from 24.
No, very
I'll
close.
Give you 27-23. I do think it's a closer game than maybe the line indicates here.
There he is, the great Shiel Kapadia of the Ringer. Shiel, thank you as always, and happy Thanksgiving, and have a great weekend.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, all right, Shiel. You guys. Talk to you next week. Take care. Sir.
There is the great Shiel Kapadia, 215-592-9494. We will get back to you right after Ike tells you about the great Emmons Roofing and Siding.
I appreciate that, Brother Spike. Now, aren't we all looking for the best contractor when it comes to our home? Yep, I know I'm always them. You have to... Nope, that's not right. You've heard me talk about the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding, and they are the real deal. Roofing, siding, windows, all made in the USA and installed by Emmons. So no worries about tariffs and supply chain issues with products they use. Emmons has over 35 years of experience, and they'll take your home to the next level and make your home the envy of your neighborhood. Call Emmons today at 855-4-EMMONS or check them out online at callemmons.com. And tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right. 215-592-9494. I mentioned the blackout. So the Eagles are wearing the black uniforms on Friday. They're asking you to wear all black if you're going to the game to try to celebrate that and maybe hook somebody up with something black. We have a black Eagles hoodie, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop, for next question today. Mm-hmm. Next question is, today was the anniversary of the debut of Madden and Summerall. So when you call up with your sports point, you'll also give us a great duo. And the best one will get that Eagles hoodie. And you can get your own Eagles stuff at the Eagles Pro Shop. There are a bunch of them. There's the one at the Link. There's the Metroplex Shopping Center in Plymouth Meeting, the shops at Rockvale in Lancaster, and the Marketplace at Garden State Park in Cherry Hill. All right, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck,
you've been on a heater the last week or so.
No, I know. I mean, you know, Friday they say it's a blackout, but I would think it's a whiteout for what they're doing at cornerback. You know what I mean? You know, you wouldn't see – what I'm trying to say is this, right? I'm just trying to say. I'm not used to that, man. You know, you wouldn't see a black goalie play for the Flyers, would you?
Can we not go down this road?
What are we doing here?
Lock in, Chuck.
Yeah.
I am. I'm locked in. I would have no problem
with a black goalie playing for the Flyers. What are you talking about?
What I'm trying to say, Ray
Emery?
Well, yeah, and hold on. Grant Fuhr won Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers. So, next question.
Oh, yeah, don't try to sell short hockey in the hood, Chuck.
Yeah, come on, man.
He was mixed, man. I mean, listen.
Jeez.
Would you get back to what we're talking about? Go ahead. Argue about Jalen.
Yeah.
Stop the other stuff.
I think Coop is just a great football player. He's fine where he's at. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Yep. Let me say this, right, about Jalen, right?
Yes.
I couldn't agree with you less. I'm agree with Spike because here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
The best version of his offense is with him running the football. You know, it's just the same Mike Reese that wanted Saquon balls to the wall to break the record last.
Damn right, last week. Yep.
Yeah, but now you don't want Hurts to get hurt.
But Saquon's a running back.
Yeah, but that's what Jalen Hurts is. He's like a running back. You know what I mean? Listen, the best version we had was in 2022 when his team went to the Super Bowl. He ran for almost 1,000 yards that year. You know that, right? So why
it's more like 700, but yeah, I get your point.
760, that, you know, given.
Yes, I get your point.
Yeah, that rounds up to 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 760. So listen, here's the thing, right? You know, Lamar Jackson has proven he can throw in a pocket consistently. He's thrown for 4,100 yards, a two-time MVP. Mm-hmm. You can't compare him to Lamar Jackson in the pocket. This guy cannot throw consistently in a pocket, and I think the best version of his offense is for this guy to run the ball a little bit. And listen, if he gets hurt, then he gets hurt. You know what I mean? Then, you know, Tanner McKeer come in.
There it is.
We've seen in our own backyard that a backup quarterback is more than capable of coming in and leading us to Super Bowl. So our Super Bowl hopes won't be out the window. I need the best version of Jalen Hurts. I need the best version of this team on offense. And that's this guy running the football. We can't be afraid of him getting hurt, man. We just can't. Just can't, man. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm about to muster up the energy to deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can worry about him getting hurt. It's just foolish. It's foolish. What part of Jalen's running the football have you been impressed with? That you want him to run the football so well.
The design runs open up, though. It's like a Pandora box. Like, it opens up everything on offense for us.
Quarterback draw is the best thing we've done.
Yeah, I like the quarterback draws. I like that little, he scored a touchdown last week on one.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That was one of our 21 points.
I don't mind that. That's down by the goal line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He needs to do that more because this offense opened up. Now they can't just key on a Saquon. Now you do the RPOs. Now with RPO, you know, you're going to keep the ball now or you're going to give it to Saquon. Mm-hmm. Now the passing game is going to be able to blossom. I just think that
I don't know what y'all were watching Sunday. Maybe I need to go watch this game for a third time. The passing game looked good to me from Jalen Sunday.
For the first quarter, what I'm trying to say is he can throw the ball.
He made good throws all game.
No, but why didn't he score the ball in the second half then, man?
Penalties.
Oh, come on, Ike. That wasn't just it, man.
Yeah, it was. The best version
of this offense is the guy running the football, man. And we can't be afraid of him getting hurt. We only got six more games left anyway, man. He'll be all right. You know what I mean? And then, you know, hopefully we get that bye week. If the Rams can lose to the Seahawks, so I think that's what I'm counting on that game, and we can win out, we get that bye week, and he can get 2 weeks to rest. That's what I'm thinking, man. We got to run this guy, man. We can't just keep this guy.
Why do we got to run this guy against inferior opponents?
He's not a consistent enough passer, Ike. Nobody fears his arm, just in a pocket. You know what I mean? You're taking away an element of his game that makes him, you know, dynamic from an average quarterback to a dynamic quarterback. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then this makes this offense much better. You know, the plays start to work.
Mix in some runs. I don't need double-digit rushing attempts from Jalen.
I don't need to, we don't need to count them. Why count them? You know what I mean? Just tell them to go ahead and do it. You know, why count them? Like, why would we count them? Let's just do it. Let's just stop counting, man. We got to get a second Super on the road. Let this guy.
So let me. So here's
counting
the thing.
Is such
a
good line.
I know. So let me ask you this. He starts running and he's having success. How soon are you going to penalize him for being a running quarterback?
I don't care about none of that. I ain't never care about none of that. I think
you're going to sit here and tell me he can't throw the ball. All he can do is run. He's a running back. They might as well switch him to running back.
No, I ain't never been that guy. You know what I mean? When
he's a thrower. Chuck? Don't look now, but he's the 14th rated quarterback in the league.
What? As far as what?
14th rated quarterback in the league.
Like those numbers are
come on,
man.
They can't be Fugazi, man. It's 12 games, 11 games, 14. And I'm talking about 14 and climbing.
Yeah.
That was a point where he was in the 20s. Now we done moved up to 14. I'm venturing to say in the next month we're gonna be in the top 10 easily, and we're gonna finish the season somewhere in the top 7. Then what are you gonna say?
Well, I mean, he can do that, but he can also
top 7 quarterback. He can do that. That's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah, those are around everywhere. Yeah.
You ain't gonna win a championship with him being the 7th best passing quarterback.
Oh no, we're not. Where was he running last year when we won the Super Bowl?
You gotta use his legs. We used his legs last year. You know what I mean, that's why.
He's gonna run some.
That's what I'm saying. You talk about him getting hurt.
Yes.
You know, we can't worry about that. We didn't worry about Saquon getting hurt when he rushed for the. If you want to be in the game, just a giant.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I mean? He's a runner, but he take more punishment than Jalen would take. Jalen know how to slide. He's a smart runner. You know what I mean? Like I said, it wouldn't hurt to have a few games off. Nice. So we see how Tanner McKee might look in his office.
Yeah, there it is. Listen, I knew if you went long enough, the truth would come out.
We're all a little curious.
No. We're all curious.
No, we're all not curious. No, we are.
We're all a little curious.
Listen, check this out. Tanner will get to play in the final game of the season. Make sure you're there. It'll be a Kelly Green game against the Commanders. Man. We'll already have clinched our playoff spot in the NFC East, and we'll let Tanner go out there and play in the final game of the season.
Yeah, well, you know what?
When we can rest Jalen before the playoffs.
I mean, that's why he should run the ball more. You just said it. You just made my point.
Nope.
He should run the ball more so he'd be able to rest him in the last game.
Nope. We got to win the division, and we got to lock in our playoff seed. Listen, if the number one seed is still on the line, then when Tanner won't get to play the final game of the season.
And we do that by running him, Mike. Come on, man. Like, get on board. You know what I'm saying? 2022, he said that was his best season as an Eagle. Everybody agrees with that. He ran the ball a lot that year. He ran us to a Super Bowl that year. So why can't we do it again?
All right, Chuck. Give us a great duo for the Black Eagles hoodie. I'm on your side, Chuck.
Man. You know, you guys got to get with the program. But I'm going to listen. Since people don't know what a duo is, two people that typically do things together. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say Starsky and Hutch. Is that simple enough for you guys out there?
Yeah,
that is a great
duo.
Yeah, it's an actual duo. Congratulations, we got an actual duo.
And for the people out there that's hating on Jalen being a 14th ranked quarterback, you ought to check and see the quarterbacks he's ranked in front of before you start doing that.
I'm not hating.
No, not you. Yeah, not you. I'm just saying people out there, they're just, you know, he's ranked in front of 18 other starting quarterbacks. Just know that. Some of your favorites are behind him.
All right. We doing QBR?
I just said quarterback ranking.
Okay.
Man.
Well, is it rating or
either one of them?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because QBR does take running into account.
It does.
It does. All right.
I'm not saying he shouldn't run at all.
8 to 10 times a game.
You want to turn him into Franco Harris?
8 to 10 times a game. We're running wing T. The 215-592-9494.
Chuck. Yeah, we want to see Tanner McKee. I know what his motive is.
You know what Chuck's
motivation
is. Yeah,
I know what his motive is.
He's just a little curious. He doesn't mind having a white guy quarterback, it seems like, Chuck.
Oh, God, yeah.
No black goalies, cornerbacks.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Holy moly. All right. You know, we're keeping tabs on the Phils, so we do have some updates. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. We got our eye on them. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Happy Honda Days happening now at Scott Honda of Westchester and Vineland. You can lease the all-new 2026 Honda HR-V Sport all-wheel drive for just $279 a month, the 2026 Honda Civic Sedan Hybrid Sport Touring for $309 a month, or the 2026 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $329 a month. Catch these holiday savings today. Head over to Scott Honda Honda of Westchester or Vineland, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you. You know, say hi to the family over there. It's always smooth sailing at Scott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Tank Bigsby get more carries on Friday? 89.4% say yes.
There you go.
Tank Bigsby.
Oh, my goodness.
Tank Bigsby has some backup quarterback vibes
yes.
to him right
oh,
now.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yes.
I feel him.
Yeah, I'm a little curious.
I'm not saying give him more carries than Saquon. I'm just saying he should get more. How many carries did he get this last game?
Yeah.
He's not three carries. I don't even remember.
It might be two. It might have been
two. Yeah.
He's the number one running back in football according to PFF.
He's averaging 9.2 yards a carry on his 17 carries.
On 17 carries.
Yes.
Oh, so that's mostly from the Giants game.
Has to be.
Right? That's the game where he got the 100 yards.
Yes, that is. Yeah. That is. Yeah.
He only has 17 carries all year?
Yeah. Well, they brought him here as a kick returner. I don't know if you're
well, that was
that.
Terrible. Yeah. That was not a good idea.
Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie
I
baseball
he had more
report,
carries than that.
We owe this guy his day in the sun. We do. And today he is not Stewardess Jim, he is Cowboy Jim.
Let me clear my throat a little bit. You might want to turn down the volume on your headset. Victory! Hey, does the new Ike juice, does it taste a little salty because it's Ike's tears? Hey, wearing black on Friday is a sign of bad things to come. Hey, maybe not wearing Linda Blair green anymore. Maybe just go back to the Kelly green, whatever it is. That
midnight green,
color.
Yes.
It's horrible, whatever that is. I wasn't going to gloat today, but I can't help myself. Oh, my goodness.
You were always going to gloat. What are you talking about? You weren't going to gloat.
Super Bowl champ tied the greatest comeback in the franchise history. Oh, my goodness, you guys suck. It's not us that suck. It's you suck. You got the quarterback, the running back, the receivers, the offensive line. What, $1 billion? You know, you're like the Cowboys of the 90s or the Rams with Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner. But your offense sucks, okay? That's me. Good luck, losers. You're done for the forever. Goodbye.
He deserved that. He deserved it. He earned that one.
Anything,
yeah, I'm just saying. What am I going to do, fight with him? He's right. We suck right now. Yeah, yeah. He won.
18 touches for Tank.
Oh, there you go.
That's it.
18 touches. Was one a pass reception? I thought he only had 17 carries.
Yeah, wow. I see 18 attempts.
Okay. All right. I guess
what,
I was wrong.
And what?
9.1 yards per attempt.
There you go.
Come on, man. More curious. The offense with Tank back there or the offense with Tanner back there?
Curious?
I'm just trying to get more touches.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Tank Bigsby. Okay. That's all I'm trying to all do. Right. Let's get Tank to eight touches.
Let's get an update on our baseball, our ever-disappointing baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
There's nothing disappointing. The offense, the offseason's just chugging along.
No, all right.
Just chugging along.
Just chugging along. We're checking in.
Oh, man. I can't wait till 7 years, 210 for Matt Schwarber.
The price keep going up. The years keep going up.
Yes. Well, first I said it was
now you're up to 7 years?
First I said it was a guaranteed 5. Then I said it was a guaranteed 6. Nobody wanted to hear it. It's 7 years, 210. That's what the Schwarber deal is going to be.
Not happy about it. Anyway, so we'll get to some Phillies news. But first, news over the weekend. Brandon Nimmo is out of our lives. Yes, the man who sprints to first base on a walk.
Yep.
The Mets traded him to the Texas Rangers for the 35-year-old Marcus Semien. So, you know, and it was a refreshing quote from David Stearns that I hope that Dombrowski also takes note of when he said, listen, we had to change the chemistry up on this team. You know, we went about as far as we could, and we had to change the mix a little bit. So the Phillies ran it back. Back last year, and we'll see what they do.
Are you getting rid of Casty?
Well, yeah, Casty, he's gone.
Yeah, that's the biggest one you got to change up.
One of Bohm, Stott, or Marsh is probably going to be gone.
Bohm, Stott, or Marsh.
Or two of them.
Okay.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, the Nimmo trade was pretty controversial within the Mets fan world that I still monitor through all my friends at FAN. Mm. He was a homegrown guy, you know. He was a good player. But that... The clubhouse sort of bad vibes and toxicity in New York was always centered around, because our guy Sal said this and got roasted for it 2 years ago. He said the McNeil, Alonso, Nimmo thing is bad. You know, not that any one of them specifically is bad, but
just the trio
of those guys was not a good locker room. So was Nimmo an all-star this year? Or last year?
One of these last couple years. He had a $100 million deal, he's been a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Our good friend Pat McCarthy, who did a good job in the Sixers game the other night.
He did.
He was heartbroken about the Brandon Nimmo trade, because he was easy to talk to in the locker room.
Oh, well, there you
go. Yeah, when he needs a post-game interview. There's old Nimmo. There's old Nimmo. But the real reason why we had to call an emergency Jackie Baseball Report is that John Paul Morosi, this morning on MLB Network, threw this little nugget out about who the Phillies have checked in on.
And here's what I can tell you, and I talked to multiple sources on this in the last 24 hours. The Diamondbacks are actively listening on Ketel Marte. Nothing is close, but multiple teams have checked in. Among the teams that check in, the Phillies and the Blue Jays. The Phillies and the Blue Jays, among the teams that have checked in. And notably, Lauren, those two teams, Phillies and Jays, are not on Marte's limited no-trade clause, which means the Phillies or Jays could acquire Marte without his permission.
Okay.
So it's a big swing. I mean, so here's the quick summary of Ketel Marte.
Because most people here don't know a lot about Ketel Marte.
So he's
we ought to.
Well, from the NLCS, you did kill them. Yeah.
But he's 32 now, so it is another older player. When he plays, he does have injury concerns over the last couple of years. When he plays, he is an MVP candidate. He is awesome. Plays second base now. He used to play center field, probably too slow for it now. Maybe a second base DH type. He has 5 years, $92 million left on the deal, which is not bad. It's not bad. I mean, for the type of production.
92, that's $17 million a year, whatever it is. 17.5,
sure. Sure. What
he says, sure. He's like, look at you doing math. Yeah.
Well, I know. So, but some of the years are weird. So it's like he's getting 22 at the end.
Okay.
20 and then 16, whatever. So but regardless. And then the thing that I find concerning is the Diamondbacks aren't like fire sailing. He has 5 years left on a pretty reasonable deal.
Why are they trading him?
Why are they trading him? There was reports last year of teammates souring on him because he would just show up late to games, and there would be games where he would just request off, like he just didn't want to play anymore. So that could be concerning, or he could just be looking for a fresh start somewhere else. And maybe in front of this crowd, whatever, it would re-spark him in a way.
For a year.
Could be.
And then you got him for 4 more years.
Yeah. But even when he played last year where like there was infighting, he was still a good player. So like the last 3 years, his overall average is hitting .283 with like a 5-something slugging percentage and 30 home runs. If you average out his last 3 years. So
let's do it.
Now, it seems they want young pitchers back. Probably they're going to ask for Painter first.
No.
Okay. I mean, I would agree.
Yeah, okay.
I would agree. And then maybe they go to, like, they would settle on Gage Wood, who they drafted in the first round last year. Maybe Bryson Stott goes in the deal. He still has value. Couple years left until he's a free agent. He plays second base like Marte. And then another one of their probably top five prospect, like Arun Escobar, who is a second base, third base prospect. They probably don't want another outfielder. They probably wouldn't want Crawford or Dante Norrie because they have like a million outfielders in Arizona. But it's interesting, you know, he would be a needle mover. I mean, a healthy Ketel Marte, a locked in Ketel Marte, that guy's a top 10 MVP candidate. So it's an interesting
infield of Price, Marte,
Turner,
and Bone.
Otto Kemp, yeah. Third base, a top of the lineup of Turner, a switch hitter, and Ketel Marte. He can hit both right and left. Harper,
like it.
And it does. It's not like a super. It's not. It's obviously a contract, right? It's not like no money, but it should allow them to also go sign it. Either Schwarber or Bellinger or another guy.
Yeah. Like, ooh. Like him plus another guy?
I don't think it would preclude them from doing it.
Well, it also does depend if they're able to get anybody to eat any of Castellanos's. But Castellanos is making more than Marte is.
Yeah, know? I think someone will take a chance on him for like 1 year, $10 million. Like if because Max Kepler got $10 million last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. You get somebody to eat half of it, maybe.
Eat half the deal.
Yeah, send him back to Cincy.
Well, you want them?
Yeah, I'm taking anything I can get.
Okay, all right. Fine,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Or the Marlins.
I'm not giving up.
Well, he probably wants to go to Florida. He likes to be in Florida.
I'm not giving up the Bellinger thing. I know you want me to give up the Bellinger thing. I'm not giving up the Bellinger thing.
You do not have to give up the Bellinger
okay,
thing.
Okay.
He's in the mix.
Okay. All right. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
That's a big name, though. Ketel Marte would be a big name.
No Painter, huh?
And you know I'm not against trading Painter. I'm not trading Painter for a 32-year-old injury-prone guy who is a locker room issue, a clubhouse issue. I'm not fine bringing him. I'm fine bringing him in.
But if
that is the gem of our now, if you told me Stephen Kwan for Painter,
right?
I'm listening to that. That's a young.
I would rather give up Marte for Painter for Marte than Kwan.
Oh,
and I
me.
Love Kwan, but like. I think Marte's got 5 years left. Kwan's a free agent after 27.
Yeah, but you're talking about a Gold Glove outfielder. You're talking about like a rock of your organization for the next 10 years with Kwan.
I don't know if he's a rock. I think he's a solid piece. I like Stephen Kwan.
All right.
Ketel Marte, I think it's just a bigger swing
right.
And a late addition to the Jackie Baseball Report. Sorry. Yeah. So Todd Zielecki just reported the Phillies have prioritized re-signing free agents Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto. But he said the club and Schwarber are not close on a deal. And it's not
that's
a surprise
not
at
good.
This point. So they seem far away.
Give me a guy who plays in the field. Give me a guy who plays in the field for all that money. For all that money, give me a guy who plays in the field. He's not watching the game in the dugout for 3 hours.
I agree with you.
As long as you spend the money on somebody else,
yeah, I'm
like Kyle
you.
Schwarber, but there are players out there who I think could be additive in a number of ways if you're able to not spend. Just don't go crazy on Kyle Schwarber. I would love Kyle Schwarber to be back, but if it starts at 5 years, that means it doesn't end at 5 years. You see what I'm saying? If he's saying it starts at 5 years. All right. 215-592-9494. You're not going to have to wait 5 years to get a great deal on a new appliances in your kitchen.
And you know what? They're probably not going to get a Black Friday deal on the slugger.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're going to have to overpay, but not at National Appliance Warehouse. The Black Friday sale starts right now.
Yeah. So you don't have to wait. I know on Friday we got the big game going on with the football team, so you can't get down to National Appliance Warehouse. That's why you go right now. Now, before Thanksgiving, before Black Friday, and take advantage of the huge savings. 40% off of their appliances right now, including Whirlpool appliances. So they have over 100 brands down at National Appliance Warehouse. We've talked about that. Sub-Zero Wolf Cove. You will find the right appliance for you. They have for you at a great price.
They have I would say, conservatively, a billion different appliances in that 15,000 square foot showroom.
Or over 100.
Over 100 brands.
Oh,
I'm talking about
appliances.
Total appliances.
Right, right.
A billion.
Are we doing Chuck's math? where we're just rounding up?
Yes, I'm rounding up. Nice.
That's good. So you're getting the right price. You're getting the right appliance. But on top of that, you're getting a great, great service team that's there to take care of you. You walk in, they treat you like the good part of your family, the family that's always having fun. And also, you know, they're going to sell you some serious appliances. So that's a good thing as well. Installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse. So take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale underway right now. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. As always, Don Fred Century.
215-592-9494. Art in Florida. You're on WIP. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Art.
What up, Art?
Hey, listen, I got the solution to the Eagles' problem.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about running the when Oklahoma does it, the dual back,
the wishbone?
Wishbone offense?
Wishbone back, both Saquon and Bigsby back there, and see how that goes. Start using something to kind of throw a monkey wrench into the mix. Instead of just running, the quarterback, we can start using something like that too.
Yeah, well, neither one of them are lead blockers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. In other words, you're wasting the body out there because he's not doing anything.
Yeah, I think the thing with Jalen running, I could understand you not wanting Jalen running. I'm fine with that. Well, I disagree, but I'm fine with it. But the thing with Jalen running is that when Jalen drops back, they think it's a pass, and that provides him the option to run, and mm-hmm. that is the advantage there. It's not because it's Jalen. He's a good runner. Yeah, he's not as good a runner as Tank Bigsby or Saquon Barkley.
Right.
But those guys are getting handed the ball and running into the same holes that the offensive line is having trouble creating right now. So I just don't know that if you want to give Bigsby more carries, I think that's fine. I just don't know, to Ike's point, what the other back is doing there when one of them gets the ball, you know?
Well, doesn't that just make the defense kind of think like you're going to go one way or another, and then they really don't know which way it's going to go? But, I mean, that was just
you got to give one of them the ball, and I'm saying the other guy.
Sure.
Other than for a split second, you know, they're waiting to see who gets the ball. I don't know what else.
And in fairness, they don't know which way you're going to go when it's one back there. They don't know. They don't know. So I appreciate the creativity for sure. I just don't know if it's it. Now, can I interest you in fullback Willie Lampkin?
We're going to get Willie Lampkin on the field one way or the other.
I just want one Willie Lampkin snap. So, Art, for the Eagles are having a blackout on Friday. They want everybody to dress in black. We're giving away a black Eagles hoodie courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. It is the anniversary of Pat Summerall and John Madden debuting. So we are looking for great duos. Give us a great duo.
How about Batman and Robin?
It's top of the line.
That's a classic.
It's a top of
the
line.
That's got to be a Mount Rushmore.
Of duos?
Of duos. People use the term Batman and Robin all the time to describe duos.
Yes.
So they have to be part of the Mount Rushmore duos.
All right. Now we got to think of it.
Yeah.
All right. Mount Rushmore of duos. Batman and Robin on there. Is Tom and Jerry on there?
You can argue them off.
Okay.
Right. Like, I think they're in consideration. I don't think they're locked to be on there.
Yes.
You know.
Sonny and Cher.
Ooh. That's a good one.
I know we're taking stuff off the board. I don't care. Now, Chuck mentioned Starsky and Hutch.
I think that is up there. Starsky and Hutch. Yep.
That's just TV shows?
No, just saying duos. Just duos. Famous duos.
What if we take sports out? What if we take sports out on this?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, any thoughts?
I mean, I would say Lennon and McCartney.
Lennon and McCartney is way up there. Mm. Is absolutely up there.
Yep.
Well,
you're just going to forget about the other two Beatles?
Well, they're not a duo.
Well, were those two an actual duo?
Well, they wrote all the songs, I guess.
Yeah.
Were they a duo?
People consider them a duo. I think they would be considered a duo.
Now, they are a band.
There's four of them.
Yeah, but people, hold on.
Yeah.
It's Lennon and McCartney. I mean, they were the ones. George Harrison, the Quiet Beatle.
Lennon and who?
McCartney.
Yes.
Is it McCartney?
Yes, Paul McCartney. Yeah, like in the way that if I think of another band, nobody thinks of Axl and Slash as a duo,
right?
But they do think
KC and JoJo. No one thinks of Dalvin and Mr.
Right. Now they did have their own
Dalvin
thing.
Was the other one?
I don't know. The fourth guy in Jodeci.
You're looking at the wrong guy.
Yeah,
yeah. I wasn't looking for you for the answer though. Yes. Who is the other guy?
The fourth guy. You got me.
Wow, Devontae. I don't know. Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. trying to think of any other. Lennon McCartney up there. Batman Robin up there.
Cheech and Chong?
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe we shouldn't give away anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of good ones.
Yeah. We gave away a lot.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah. How well do you think our fans are going to do with the blackout thing? Because I can't remember a situation in which they told Eagles fans to wear one color.
They've never done that, yeah.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
Now, Eagles fans are...
And it's not even a night game.
No.
So I get the black is more prominent during the day?
I guess you'd see it more.
I guess the contrast, day.
Now, the uniforms, I was looking, they're cool. I almost wonder if they could use more black and almost if they did no green. Maybe just... They have green now on the collar.
On the collar,
I think on the numbers... But if it was just all, like if they're a college team, just go all black.
Yeah. We didn't have the black pants.
Oh, no?
No. We did it with either white pants or green pants.
Are there black helmets, too?
Yes.
Okay.
And we didn't have the black helmets.
See, imagine the black. I did see the black helmet. Imagine the black helmet if it just had the silver around the wing and no green.
And no green in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
The biggest investigations that we have to do here at WIP.
At the station.
Okay.
I always like the at the station stuff.
Yeah.
Always invading somebody's privacy.
Well, there's a lot of things we got to address, including unveiling maybe the biggest scandal and something that someone's been keeping up for a long time that it might be time to expose.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Is it one of us?
It could be one of us. I have no idea.
It is not one of you and neither of you.
Whoa!
Better make the list.
Yeah, a part of this one.
And not part of the top five of five, but did you play Ike the piece of audio you played me earlier?
I did not.
That is not part of the top five that we cannot play on the air?
No, I was told not allowed to play on the air.
Could you play it for Ike during the break?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
What the hell?
All right, the top, you gotta hear it.
Okay.
All I said is you gotta hear it. All right, 215-592-9494. Sorry, you at home, you can't hear it. Whatever. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Now, here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their build. So grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.